Women and children who are victims of domestic violence often receive resources to help them heal, but can something be done to work with abusive men to avoid violence in the future?
That's where the Alma Center comes in. They treat abusive men as trauma victims and try to end the cycle of domestic violence. A few weeks ago, the Alma Center held an open house to celebrate a national award they received, the Celebrating Solutions Award. The Alma Center won this award because of their innovative work towards healing abusive men and breaking the intergenerational cycles of violence.
Terry Strodoff is with us now to talk about the Alma Center's work and why it's important to treat abusive men. She's the founder and president of the Alma Center based in Milwaukee. Terry, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, take us to the beginning. Why was it important to have this focus on healing men who had committed acts of abuse?
I think I'm going to answer that in two ways. The first is a very practical way of thinking about it. As we think about domestic violence that happens in couples, we know from many decades of research that the vast majority of victims decide, for really varied and complicated reasons, to continue in the relationship, meaning that these relationships are ongoing. And we also know that people are raising children in the relationship. So when we think very practically about what needs to be done, it is we need to have a solution that is really focusing on the problem. So we need to work with men and perpetrators, abusers in the relationship, to change the behavior so that it doesn't pass on to the children. Very practical, right? The next question, or the next place we would go to, is, well, how do we do that? How do we actually work with men in this way? And that's where healing comes in. It goes to the root cause of the problem, helps us to understand where is this coming from in the first place. And what we know, what we've long known, right, is that the men that we work with at the Alma Center, they're the little boys who have grown up in struggling families themselves. They've grown up witnessing domestic violence, experiencing violence and abuse in their home, dealing with a parent who's struggling with addiction. And we know from studies, abundant studies now, that this actually impacts the development of children in very profound ways, not because something is wrong with them, but because it's just affects the way that we develop emotionally, psychologically, socially, physically, affects all of these things. And we, growing up in that environment, adapt our behavior to survive what's happening in the family. And for what we also know is that men and women, girls and boys, they do that. Generally, they do that differently. With men and boys tend to respond in very outer-directed ways that are about rage and about, like, putting it out upon other people. Where girls and women tend to respond in very more internal ways about appeasing, about pleasing people. And so as boys are growing up in this environment, we know it is a root cause of what's happening. And think about what we do with boys and men in our society in general. We continue to socialize boys and men towards some very destructive ideas about masculinity that continue to attach being a man with being tough, being strong, controlling women, never showing emotion. And that adds on top of something that's already there about the trauma and turns into this a way of interacting in relationships that is really destructive, right? And what we have learned is that the only way out of that, actually, the only way out of that is to heal. So trauma is not who a person is, it's what happens to them. And in order to have them break that, we have to help people understand what happened to them and to figure their way out.
Talking to Terry Strodoff from the Alma Center and their work on treating abusive men, helping them heal. So, Terry, as you just described it, a man is in this situation where they're committing acts of domestic violence or abuse, that's coming from a lifetime of learning from their own family, from society at large. So it's a tall order. How, on a practical level, do you help somebody at that point to change that behavior?
That's a really good question, because we have long heard as well that it's an intractable problem. It's always been here, that people can't change. And certainly it is very, very, very difficult to change. But when we think about what we're asking people to do, it's like changing their whole way of being in the world, right? And for some of us, changing something very discreet, you know, taking something out of our diet is something that is very difficult for us to change. And you think about changing everything you know about the world. But here's the thing that's very powerful about that, is that if everything that you know about the world is rooted in some very destructive ways of dealing with people, that's rooted in trauma, it's like it gets into your worldview and affects your worldview. And you begin to think, like, this is a dangerous world. It's an unprotected world. It's an unsafe world. I can't trust anybody in this world. I have to get people before they get me. I can't let down my walls or my barriers. And so when you can begin to peel that back and help people to understand what happened to you to get to this understanding of the world. What happened that these ideas make sense for you is then it actually becomes, people get to see it as a choice instead of just the way I am, just the way men are, just the way the world is. Like, oh, I mean, I could actually choose. I could make decisions and choose to be different. And the ways that I have been, the behavior that I have been choosing, the ways that I have been acting, they haven't really been that great in my life. I'm not having great outcomes, you know? I'm not having wonderful, nurturing relationships. My kids might not even like me. I'm going in and out of jail, whatever the impact can be, that those things can be turned around to say, like, it's actually not what I want. It's actually not what I want in my life, and I could choose to have something very different. I could choose to be very different. And that's not an easy process. It's not a quick process. It's not quick for any of us to change anything in our life. So it's not something that, you know, that you learn it one day and then it's different the next day. It's a journey that people are on for many times their whole life.
What kind of results do you see from the men you've worked with?
Well, we have a very positive impact of working with men in terms of if we look just straight at repeat domestic violence offenses. We work with a lot of men in the criminal justice system, and our programming, completion of our programming, is able to reduce the repeat arrest rate by 86%. So that's a very exciting impact. What we see in terms of practical, real change is that men learn how to become fathers. Men learn how to become respectful partners, and that this is a problem that gets passed on from generation to generation to generation. The parents who are struggling with their own trauma, fathers who are struggling with their own trauma, cannot be a nurturing and engaged father for their children to help them learn to be something different. So when we can actually change, help men, support them in creating the change and them embracing the truth of who they are to be a loving, nurturing, respectful person, the ultimate thing that we see is that the next generation of children do not have to go through this. They don't have to grow up and heal the trauma that they've experienced. They can actually grow up with a sense of nurturing and a safe and protected world and be people who are not going to be bringing this to their children.
And Terry, I understand you just kicked off a project called The Men We Love. What is this?
It is actually going to be our 10th edition of The Men We Love, and it is a photojournal book that we produce, and it's a very beautiful book people keep around as a keepsake for their family, and it celebrates the many different ways that men are positive role models in our life, as fathers, as partners, as uncles and sons and teachers and mentors. And what happens is people take out a tribute page in the book for an important man in their life, and then the page includes original portrait photography. The people write a tribute story, and the book is released on the Friday night of Father's Day weekend. And you would be amazed at this, because there's actually a photograph taken, but many, many of the men who are in the book have no idea that they're going to be celebrated in this way. So it's also an incredible once-in-a-lifetime gift for people that gets to stay as a family heirloom. And it's really beautiful, incredible, beautiful stories about all the different ways men matter. We do this because the men that we work with have a profound absence of positive male role models in their life, and we want to celebrate the ways that that matters in people's lives, to point out that this is actually something that all of us have the ability to affect, all of us have the ability to interact with in the small things that we do. You know, many of the tribute stories in the book will talk about things like, oh, I loved my dad making pancakes for me on Sunday morning, the things that when you're in a nurturing place you can take for granted.
We'll leave it there. Terry, thank you so much for being with us. That was Terry Strodoff, founder and president of Alma Center. She was with us to talk about the work they do there with abusive men and the national award they just celebrated.